Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, filmmaker Ellen Frankenstein and director Jackson Matthew, both here to talk about their new film, Up Rivers. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Good morning.
Thanks.
Let's talk about Up Rivers. It documents two watershed communities who are in the path of open pit mines. And I'd like you to really expand on that, Jackson, because this is your idea. This is your brainchild.
Thanks. Well, maybe it's good to spend a second on geography. One of those communities is Ketchikan, Alaska, which is just downstream from the Unic River, which flows into the Misty Fjords National Monument northeast of Ketchikan. And just across the Canadian border on the Unic River is the KSM mine that's going in. And so one of the stories that we're telling is the story of Carrie James and her family in Ketchikan and the lifestyle that they're living while they're fighting the KSM mine. And then the other story actually happens about 400 miles away, smack in the middle of British Columbia on the Fraser River, where the Mount Polly disaster happened 2 years ago. And that story revolves around Jacinda Mack and her family there.
So two families, one in Southeast Alaska, one in British Columbia, both impacted by BC's transboundary mines. How did you come to this story?
The story kind of has its own life and came to me. When 2 years ago, when I started hearing about the KSM, I was getting really worried. I was getting frustrated because it's not in the U.S., so all of the normal things I would have done, like write to my senator, weren't applicable. And I had a friend, Sophie Nethercutt, who encouraged me to write a grant. And I was like, write a grant? I don't know how to write grants. I don't know what I would do with a grant if I got one. But we ended up writing a grant. And while we were waiting to hear back, we started working on what we would do. And I was working very closely with my friend Zach Desmond, who's my partner in this project. And we, over the course of 2 years, we ended up shifting. Instead of just telling a story about the KSM, we decided to tell a broader story about transboundary mining that spanned both sides of the border and was really not about the mines, ultimately. I think so many conservation films put the villain in the lead role, and we really wanted to put these awesome, like, incredible indigenous women who have families and are fighting really hard to protect their lands and living these awesome lifestyles in the center role, and they're our protagonists, and that's really what the story revolves around.
So you flipped the narrative.
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, Ellen, this seems like it was a perfect fit for your organization, Art Change.
It is. So Jackson came, we started talking, and our role is just to mentor and partner and help take his incredible energy and motivation and help turn it into something and use film as a tool. I mean, we're all about helping people see things they might not see or know about, getting people talking, creating dialogue and action too.
So really concretely, how has Art Change been working with Jackson and Zach to make this a reality?
Prodding, mentoring, fiscal sponsorship. But like my thing is like process is important and participating with who you're working with, knowing this isn't going to happen quickly, having ideas but knowing that they'll change. Collaborations are hard, just layers and use. I'm like this like mantra over again. If you're going to bother to make a film, you're going to bother involve people in the process, what's the point? What's your mission? What do you ultimately want to see at the end?
Okay, well, Jackson, there are the questions. What's the point? What's the mission? What do you ultimately want to see in the end?
The point is that the transboundary wilderness of Alaska and British Columbia is one of the biggest, most intact, wildest places on Earth, and it really needs to be protected. And Alaska has billions of dollars in our fisheries on the line. And so there's already a solution to a problem like this. It's a treaty that goes back to 1909. It's called the Boundary Waters Treaty, signed between the U.S. and Canada. And it already regulates watersheds from Maine to Washington. It regulates Niagara Falls. But it hasn't been activated for the Alaska-British Columbia area yet. And it's just a treaty that regulates any water, that has the power to regulate any watersheds that flow between the two countries. And what it does is it takes control of the issue out of the hands of politicians and mining interests and puts it in the hands of an impartial panel of scientists from both countries. And anywhere the International Joint Commission has been enacted, the results have been pretty wise. They've been pretty good results. And so the point of the film is to let people know that this is happening, especially down south. We really intend this to have a down south audience. We already know that people in Alaska are going to love these kinds of issues, but really trying to expand to down south and put enough public pressure on our federal governments on both the U.S. and Canadian side to create an international joint commission.
So first goal, to build awareness?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So I have a personal question for you, and that is, how have you been changed by this process?
It's been really interesting. My family has been in Alaska for a couple generations. My grandpa came up to Southeast Alaska to work in a mine on Prince of Wales, actually. And then when I was a kid, my family moved down south because the pulp mill closed in Ketchikan. So this story of like resource extraction has kind of been, it's part of my family saga, but I think it's also part of the American saga of like going and building west and screwing things up. And I've learned a lot. I don't really consider this my story. I'm just kind of a midwife for the stories of Carrie and Jacinda. And so I've just learned so much from them. I've gained a greater appreciation for this land that I already loved so much. It's been really interesting. And then everything about film. I don't know anything about film still. I never studied film. I've never made even a short movie before. So
do you look at storytelling differently now and how one has impact on a community?
That's a really good question. I think that, I mean, stories are the way that we kind of craft our worldview. My day job is as a social worker, and we tell people that, much of our lives and like our emotional states are the stories we tell ourselves. And so if I can share this story that gives people a new way to look at mining and at salmon and watersheds and international cooperation and indigenous people, then that's and how all of those things work together, then I think that's going to be really powerful.
Do you think this has impacted the choices you make in the future in terms of what you're going to do with your life, what you are doing with your life?
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, just in the sense that I've spent 2 years working on this and I probably have 2 years ahead of me. and it's motivated me to get more connected with the people who are fighting these fights in Southeast Alaska.
So here's where we get to talk about then where you are in the process with this film, Ellen.
Well, these guys, they're still filming. They've edited a trailer. You can watch the trailer. Jackson, why don't you tell people how they can learn more?
One of the best ways to learn more is to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/upriversfilm. And we've also got a page on the Art Change website, artchangeinc.org/uprivers. And we'd love you guys to check out our trailer. We still have some shooting to do. We just got back from Ketchikan and got some pretty awesome shots of subsistence beach seining, including some underwater shots that, frankly, I don't think anybody's ever taken underwater video like we did last week. It was pretty remarkable seeing all these sockeye go into the net. And we need to go to British Columbia in mid-September to catch their salmon runs. Their salmon runs are so much later because they're so far inland. And that will kind of finish up the most of the shooting. But as anybody who's worked with film knows, that's really just the tip of the iceberg. Then we have all the editing and promotion and just getting the pieces together.
Okay, so you're in the process. You want people to watch the trailer. And if anyone feels moved to participate in some way, contribute their skills, knowledge, anything, then they should contact
donate.
You. Or donate.
And they have an Instagram page.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And why don't you give throughout your number just in case someone just wants to call you because they really want to talk to you about this issue.
Yeah. Well, one of the best things people can do right now is just share us on Facebook. That's kind of the social media awareness web. But if anybody wants to talk to me, my number is 907-821-1412. And I'm always interested to talk to supporters, people who want to know more. And yeah, it's about raising awareness and creating action. So I think that can happen at any stage of the film, and I really hope that it can happen.
And it's never too early, I've found, like with films, to like start talking about use and get ideas of other groups to partner with, places to screen the film. That motivates me to finish when I already have screenings and things coming up that people like, we're going to use this. It's going to this whole realm because this film is going to be beautiful, but it's also got to be done, pulled the plug at some point and get out in the world.
Okay. Well, any parting thoughts? We're about out of time.
Check us out. All Facebook.
Right. Okay.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you both for coming in this morning. We've been speaking with Ellen Frankenstein and Jackson Matthew. New film from Art Change and from Jackson Matthew and Partners, Up Rivers. It's documenting watershed communities in the path of open pit mines in Southeast Alaska and British Columbia.